a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity for Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. It's not a new story. A young black man dies after an encounter with police. A community takes to the streets to demand answers. Their protest turns violent, and the national media takes notice. When calm is restored, there are promises. This time will be different. This time things will change. That was the scene 11 years ago in Benton Harbor. This week I went back to ask people what they think of the change they've seen since then. His name was Terrence Shern. Everybody called him T-Shirt. They still do. He died in a motorcycle crash while being chased by police at high speed. His initial crime was speeding on the highway. Benton Harbor residents were livid. Just 3 years earlier, another young boy was killed by a car being chased by police. They wanted the high-speed chases in their neighborhoods to stop. A protest began. It turned violent. Protesters threw rocks. They started fires. After the second night, the governor's office made calls to local ministers.
My name is James Atterbury, and my title is Bishop of Church of God in Christ.
On the third day, ministers, including Atterbury, went out. They urged calm. They promised change to the people on the streets.
You know, we insist on them saying, hey, we're going to get something done. Something's going to happen. Give us some time. We're going to, you know, make sure that justice is served, and we need you to, you know, back down. And the people listen.
That third night, things calmed down. Benton Harbor then was like Ferguson, Missouri now. In Benton Harbor, the governor came. She appointed a task force. Atterbury was appointed co-chair of that task force. They held community meetings, and by October, they released an 85-page report with recommendations for how to improve Benton Harbor. Atterbury says since that time, things have changed. He says the city received federal grants, built new housing, cleaned up and revitalized downtown, and built a world-class golf course to attract tourists.
And so those things are done. We still have a long ways to go because we still have a lot of poverty in our community. But we are seeing some steps being made.
I don't see it changing, man. I don't see it changing. But if they really want to know, get to some of the core of the problems, man, you can't go to the preachers. You have to come out here to folks that has to deal with it every day like us, man, you know.
Around the corner from where Terrence Shern died in 2003, I get into a conversation with Tyrone Hitchcock and Perry Clemens. They say the changes that have happened in Benton Harbor since 2003 haven't really improved this neighborhood. Across the street from us is a house with boarded-up windows, one of many in the neighborhood. There are some newer homes built by Habitat for Humanity in 2005 during an event that brought former President Jimmy Carter to the city. But the same old problems, poverty, drug use, and crime, still affect the neighborhood.
Nothing changed. Nothing changed. They spent more money on the PGA, the golf course. There's no money in Benton Harbor.
A few blocks away from Clemens and Hitchcock, I meet Krishna Harding, a 26-year-old father and aspiring rapper. Harding says he sees the improvements downtown, but in his neighborhood, streets are crumbling. In the schools, recently the state declared a financial emergency. And outside of school, Harding says in the summer, he tries to keep his kids inside the house and out of trouble.
What do you worry about?
Us making it. Getting up out the hood. Tired of living like this. Section 8, government-based houses, Medicaid and stuff like that. I'm tired of it.
Today, despite $500 million invested in the Harbor Shores golf course-related development, Benton Harbor remains one of the poorest cities in Michigan, based on average family income. In the city's newer, cleaner downtown, there is no doubt things have changed since 2003. But in the rest of the city, many residents are still waiting. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.